I hereby call this to the meeting of the Ipsotal Public School Board of Directors to order at 1:11 p.m. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our special board meeting. I'm going to ask the event to take the record of attendance.
My name is here. John, not here. Carlos?
Here.
Randy?
Here.
Mel is not here. Bill? Not here. Heather?
Here.
Julie?
Here.
Louise?
Here.
Okay, we have five of our nine board members, so that is a quorum.
Great. We'll begin with logistics and norms. In compliance with SB 126, members of the public are able to listen and provide public comment from any Ipsotal site. We currently have the meeting available across our Ipsotal community. For audio purposes, we will utilize roll call voting. After presentation of the item and any questions and discussion, I'll ask for a motion and a second. Board members, when you're making a motion, please state your name for the record. If we have those motions, I'll turn it over to Belen to conduct the roll call vote. She'll read off each board member's name. As we approach a voting item, please make sure that you are prepared to respond with yes, no, or abstain. As a reminder for board members and members of public, Ipsotal board meetings are recorded and these recordings are posted. Because these meetings are recorded and are being streamed across Ipsotal, it is important that noise levels are kept to a minimum so that everyone can hear. Please be mindful of this as others speak. So today, this is the agenda for today. I hope that we can go pretty quickly through this, a lot of voting items. Let's move on to the public comment. Do we have any public comment, Britta?
So at this time, I know we have attendees on the line. If there's anyone there to provide public comment, please use the raise hand feature so that we can acknowledge. And then we do not have any members of the public at the meeting location. So we'll wait a couple seconds just to make sure if there's any members of the public at any other sites. We do not have anyone for public comments, so we will continue with our agenda.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the consent agenda. As a reminder, we do not discuss items on the consent agenda. If there are any items on the consent agenda that require clarification, we can remove them and discuss them prior to voting. Are there any items on the consent agenda that any board member would like to remove for discussion? Okay, there are no items. Do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
So moved.
Seconded by Randy.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
That's all right.
All right. Okay, well, moving on to compliance updates and voting items. I'll turn this over to Belen.
Okay, so I'm going to very briefly talk about the budget. Kyle shared in detail presented the budget at last week's meeting, which everyone had access to. Just a few key things, and of course, I'll invite Julie and Carlos as members of the finance committee if there's anything that you'd like to add. But you can see here what the key assumptions that the budget is based off of. A couple things we'll note, I'll just note, is one is the 4% decline, primarily, due to the closure of our three schools. Within that, we're also planning and really working on attendance. So the 90.6% is a 1% increase in attendance within that. And then you can see that the LCFF, the COLA for this year is just a little over 1%, as well as our philanthropy goal. One-time revenue at this time, we're not anticipating any new debt. And you can see the real estate investments. So budget built off of these assumptions. So this is the proposed budget for the 24-25 school and fiscal year. On the slide here, you can see the difference, the change from this year's projected budget. I'll point you to the 10% increase in salaries and benefits. It's primarily due to our teacher salary scale. We updated that for this upcoming year, and that'll go into effect in this year for our teachers with the new large increase in their salary scale. Let's see all the other items here. And then this is the projected balance sheet based on the budget as presented. And then also the proposed KPIs for the budget. Don't know if there are any questions, or as I said, Julie or Carlos, if there's anything that either of you would like to add.
Oh, sure. I don't think so, but can you go back? I was still looking through
Sure. Which one?
the next one. Yeah, there. No, last one. Sorry, there was three.
No, it's okay.
There. No, I don't. Julie, anything? You don't have anything.
No, I think
There you go.
what came out of the finance committee was that our metrics for borrowing is all really good, and the budget, if you go to the next, I think it's the next page, things like the salaries for the teachers and whatnot, that is if full hiring is done, and that generally doesn't happen. And so these numbers will improve. Obviously, this is without the schools that we had to drop this year. And overall, we're in pretty good shape. We have positive change in that out.
The one thing that jumped out at me here, but I don't recall us discussing really, was the significant drop in projected operating services. And I don't know if that had to do with the school closures or what else, but that's 10 million drop.
I think Kyle talked about this last time. I think that was just a shift. If you look at the salaries and benefits, it's kind of going up by the same amount. And that was a shift between substitute teachers
Third
and
part.
more than and
I
more
think that's right.
like
Okay,
teachers.
that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I have nothing.
Right.
All right, any other questions? So the motion appears before you. Couple minutes.
I'll move to approve the 24-25 budget for the Kitsap Soquel Public Schools.
This is Heather, I'll second. Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Item is Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chelsea,
yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
So this is a motion to approve our declaration of need for the
Come over here, grab the microphone over here.
Thank you.
So we can record your comments. Thank you. Go ahead and have a seat.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you.
Good afternoon again. So this is the 24 to 25 school year declaration of need for our fully qualified educators. So every year we submit forms for all of our schools that allow us to hire educators on emergency teaching permits for teachers who are either fully credentialed in teaching outside of their credentialed area or are newer educators who will be teaching on emergency teaching permits.
Anybody have any questions for Chelsea?
We do this every year, right?
Yes.
Again. Well, since 2022. Right. So do we have a motion to approve the 24-25 declaration of need?
Motion.
Randy, first. Second?
I'll second.
Carlos.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Deborah.
Yes, I'm going to real quick background for the next several votes, which is, as you all know, we have continued to engage in creating improvement plans for our schools where there are data areas of concern, particularly those that don't match our the state average. For each of those, this is the first one is going to be Seoul, but for each of them, what we've done is we've had a team of people work together on some root cause analysis and then very specific solutions that we're putting in place in order to address those. Public affairs, academics, the directors of schools and the school teams have all been involved in creating these plans to help move our academic data in the correct direction. The first one here is for the Seoul Academy Improvement Plan.
Are there any questions as to the plan for Kipsol Academy? None? Right. Do we have questions?
Heather, I'll move.
Second. Randy, sir.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Motion passed.
And same process, but different goals and action steps for each goal. So this is the Corazon one.
This is for Corazon Academy's plan to improve academic performance. Do we have a first?
Heather, I'll move.
One second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Okay.
Again, same process, different root causes, goals, and action steps for Kip Philosopher's plan for improving academic performance.
We have first.
I'll move.
Second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
And finally, for today, we also have KIPP Scholars Plan for improving academic performance.
We have first. Yes, first.
I'll second. Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Thank you, Curtis.
All right, good afternoon, board members. My name is Curtis Whatley. I'm KIPP SoCal's Director of Policy and Authorizer Relations. I'm here today to ask the board to permit KIPP SoCal to submit four charter renewal petitions to the Los Angeles Unified School District. I'll ask the board to vote on a resolution for each proposed charter renewal petition, beginning with KIPP Corazon Academy, followed by KIPP Philosophers Academy, KIPP Scholar Academy, and KIPP Seoul Academy. This moment's been a long time coming. Due to the pandemic, these petitions for charter renewal have been in a holding pattern since 2021. So after 3 years of waiting, we're excited to finally submit them to the Los Angeles Unified School District this fall. So let's jump in. Up first, I'm asking the board to permit KIPP SoCal to submit KIPP Corazon Academy's petition for charter renewal. As the board knows, KIPP Corazon Academy is authorized by LAUSD. Its current charter is set to expire on June 30th, 2025. The petition for renewal will propose a term that begins on July 1st, 2025, and ends on June 30th, 2030. The lead petitioner will be our Chief Executive Officer, Angela Martinez. The petition will designate Melissa Torres and Jennifer Arriaga as co-school leaders, and Kyle Sawyer will be designated as the on-site financial manager.
Any questions? No, sorry, go ahead.
No.
We're at first.
Oh. Okay. I didn't want to cut off any questions.
Second, Heather. Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
All right, so next I'm asking the board to permit KIPP SoCal to submit KIPP Philosophers Academy's petition for charter renewal. Philosopher is authorized by LAUSD as well. Its current charter is set to expire on June 30th, 2025. Here again, the petition For renewal, we'll propose a term that begins on July 1st, 2025 and ends on June 30th, 2030. The lead petitioner will be our Chief Executive Officer, Angela Martinez. The petitioner will designate Antonio Fielder as the school leader, and Kyle Sawyer will be designated as the on-site financial manager.
So moved.
Second. Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
And next, I'm asking the board to permit KIPP SoCal to submit KIPP Scholar Academy's petition for charter renewal. Like Corazon and Philosophers, Scholars authorized by LAUSD, and its current charter is set to expire on June 30th, 2025. The petition will propose a term that begins on July 1st, 2025 and ends on June 30th, 2030. Here again, the lead petitioner will be Chief Executive Officer Angela Martinez. The petition will designate Tommy McConnell as school leader, and Kyle Sawyer will be designated as an on-site financial manager.
So moved.
Second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
And finally, I'm asking the board to permit KIPP SoCal to submit KIPP Soul Academy's petition for charter renewal. Like other schools in this cohort, Soul is authorized by LAUSD, and its current charter term is set to expire on June 30th, 2025. The petition will propose a term that begins on July 1st, 2025 and ends on June 30th, 2030. Here again, the lead petitioner will be Chief Executive Officer Angela Martinez. The petition will designate Carla Davalos as school leader, and Kyle Sawyer will be designated as an on-site financial manager.
So moved.
Second.
We have a little routine today.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. She passes. Thank you. Okay. I'll turn it over to Esther.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Esther. Good afternoon.
My name is Esther Ree. I'm a public programs manager, and I'm here to present and ask the board to approve our local control and accountability plan, also known as LCAP, for each of our schools. Quick background, the purpose of the LCAP is a comprehensive plan required by the state of California that ensures schools and LEAs to use state and federal funds effectively to improve student outcomes. So there are three components of each of our LCAPs. There's the goals. We presented back in February as an update, but just a quick refresher. Our first goal is that all students will achieve, so that's tied to our academic goals. Number two is that we're supporting students and family in school engagement. And three is to create spaces and opportunities for student achievement. So tied to each goal is the metrics. So you'll see the metrics for goal number one is things like state testing, our local testing like iReady and MAP, and our EL proficiency. And below that is our actions and services that are supporting these metrics and these goals. So for example, the first one is our data-driven instruction that serves all students and teacher development. We have EL, English Learner Differentiated Support, and students with disabilities different and included support. And on the last page of in your supporting documents of each school's LCAP is an expenditure table that shows a breakdown of the state and federal funding tied to each of these actions. So on the next slide, you'll be asked to approve. But before we do that, do you have any questions? Okay, great.
Do we have a motion? Motion. Second.
One second. This is Heather.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. She passes.
All right, so one more. I have our local control funding, federal funding, local indicators overview. So this is our self-reported indicators that will feed into our metrics for next year's LCAPs. So each of our school has self-reported on these priorities on a rubric of 1 through 5, 5 being full implementation. And so these priorities that apply to our schools are priority 1 is appropriately assigned teachers, access to curriculum aligned instructional materials, and safe, clean, and functional school facilities. Priority 2 is our implementation implementation of state and academic standards through curriculum. Priority 3 is our parent and family engagement. Priority 6 is school climate. And then priority 7 is access to a broad course of study. So you'll see that directly tied into our LCAPs goal 2 and 3. All of our schools have reported a status of MET, a full implementation. And once this is approved by the board, we'll submit these local indicators to be published on the 2024 California School Dashboard, which will be released in December. Any questions before we ask the board to approve?
Thank you very much.
So moved.
Julie? Second. Second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Okay, one quick announcement before I skedaddle out of here. So one thing that we also do, that we focus on our LCAPs and our accountability so that we're in a great standing to receive state and federal funding through grants. And so one state and federal funding grant that we have just been notified that we'll be awarded for is a community schools grant. For each of our schools, as you'll see, the community schools supports four different pillars, which is student and community supports through integrated students services, family and community engagement, which is a big goal in our LCAP, 3 collaborative leadership, and 4 hands-on learning opportunities. In the next slide, you'll see that the grant is being awarded based on student enrollment. So for example, Scholar KSA has that many students enrolled, so they'll receive $1.187 million over the course, split into over five years. We'll be mostly using these grant funds for personnel, for example, we'll be hiring a community schools manager, which we are receiving applications for currently, and we'll be adding 10 regional counselors as well to support. We're excited to give you an update, hopefully in September's board meeting, about all the people, amazing people we have brought on and the programs that will begin.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the CDE. Yes, the state. Amazing. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Great.
A lot of work went into
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We're excited to see you.
Yes. All right. Cecily, you're up.
Okay. So now we have the resolution for a wind-up plan after closure of our 3 schools. We'll start with Kip Generations Academy. This resolution is documenting the wind-up plan for payoff of any debt and other financial obligations after closure of Kip Generations Academy, charter school authorized by Los Angeles Unified School District. The closure of Kip Generations Academy, effective June 30th, 2024. The appointment of Kyle Salyer, Chief Financial Officer, as a person responsible for closure-related activities, and that the board shall utilize the reserve fund to undertake any expenses associated with the closure procedures as necessary, were board approved on February 1st of 2024.
Any questions? All right, do we have a first? I move. Carlos?
Second.
Julie, second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Louis?
Yes.
Now we have the resolution for the wind-up plan after closure of Kip Coderre Public School with the same terms. Any questions?
Questions? Who we have first?
Question.
Randy?
Julie,
second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
Finally, we have the resolution for wind-up plan after closure of Kip Pueblo Unido, same terms. Any questions?
No questions. Reference.
Hello. I'll second.
Randy, second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes. Okay.
Moving on to governance, I'll present the first item. As we know, we've got a few KIPSOCAL board members. Well, KIPSOCAL board members serve 3-year terms, and we have a number of our fellow board members whose term ends at the end of this month, June 30th. After review of engagement and discussion on the governance committee, we're very pleased to present the following board members for their term renewal. So I will present the first item, and that is as to Heather Lord. Do we have a first? Randy?
Motion.
All right. Second?
Second. Carlos?
Okay. Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Abstain. Abstain?
Or not present.
Melissa?
Heather abstain for her own?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Sorry. Just kidding. Yes, we'll do abstain. Julie?
Yeah.
Please?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Heather?
Excellent. I have the pleasure of presenting the next handful of candidates. First one is Carlos. Can I have a first?
Motion.
Ready?
Second.
Julie, sir.
Julie?
Okay. Carlos, I'm going
to... No escaping, Carlos.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
Our next candidate for renewal is Randy. Can I have a first?
First.
Carlos?
Julie, second.
Second, Julie. Okay.
Carlos?
Yes.
Abstain, Randy. Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
Excellent. Our next candidate is Phil. Can I have a first? Randy? And a second?
Yep.
Julie.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Luis?
Yes.
I'm surprised we have so many on the same cycle.
Yeah.
I mean, how did that happen?
Yeah. I wonder if there was convergence. I mean, if we did that intentionally.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Well, people have been, like, their term, it's not all, not everyone started like the same year, but just the 3-year cycle.
Yeah. But it's Heather, Carlos, Randy, me, Phil. Is there anyone else?
No, that's the only one
that's
covered over now. Yeah. All right.
Last one. Oh, I'm sorry, our last candidate, Julie. Can I have a first?
Yes.
First. Randy? Second. And Carlos, second.
Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie, I'm going to abstain. Luis?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you all so much.
There. What? Okay. So. Okay. Now we go into closed session. And we'll transition into the conference room. Cecily will lead the discussion. Thank you. Okay. Okay, we are now coming back into open session.
Excellent. We discussed our CFO salary recommendation in closed session. The recommendation is a 4% merit increase in standard benefits package, bringing Kyle's annual compensation to $321,360. This reflects work done this past year to maintain the financial health of the organization in a challenging time, which contributed to the long-term sustainability of the organization and brings this compensation aligned with similarly situated CFOs. Can I move for an approval? Motion for approval. Randy? Second from Julie.
Yeah. Okay. Carlos?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Heather?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Louise?
Yes.
That's everyone.
Motion passes. All right. And I think that is it. All right. So now we'll adjourn the meeting at 2:11.
Oh, so
All right. Thank